أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the discussion of the Ansar of Medina, those who helped the Muhajirin, who shared with the Muhajirin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the quality that we were discussing. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. And they prefer others over themselves, even though they themselves may be impoverished. The incident with regards to the revelation of this ayah was discussed yesterday. Further, ulama have given other examples of generally the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam who had these qualities. One such example was that a person had taken the head of a goat and he gave it to some person as a gift. And when that gift had come to him, despite the fact that him and his household were in need, they passed it on to someone else who they thought that would have greater need for it, somebody who was more impoverished than them. And that person then passed it on to someone else, and that head of that goat went to seven houses until it came back to the first person. So this was the quality of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A person once came to Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's door, and in her home at that time there was nothing but just some bread. And she said to her slave girl, give this bread away to that particular person. The slave girl responded to her and said, O mother of the faithful, you are in the state of roza. The time of iftar will come soon, and there is nothing else with which you can break your fast in the home. And this is the only piece of bread that is here. So she said, give it to that person. And she passed it over. Now this was her own need that she had, but she passed it over. It comes in a narration in lieu of that, before iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had someone to send an entire goat for her, for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. But such are the examples of the Ansar, such are the examples of the Sahaba, such are the examples of the household of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِي. And whoever protects himself from the greed of his soul. Here the word shuh is used in Arabic, which means greed, or it means miserliness or stinginess. And then we get another word, bukhl, which also means miserliness and stinginess. And all this refers to a person that becomes so miserly, a person begins to become so stingy, that even in the obligations of one's wealth, one fails to fulfill it, or one finds it difficult to fulfill it. Zakat is a compulsion. But when it comes to taking out the zakat, then a person does not do it willingly. A person does not do it happily. And Allah forbid, then we begin to question, why should we give zakat? Some of us, Allah forbid, will begin to speak about it being a tax that has been implemented upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the other obligations of deen with regards to our spending, our sadaqatul fitr, or for that matter our qurbani, etc. A person does not want to spend upon those subordinates whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it compulsory upon us to spend, our wives, our children, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever protects himself from the shuh, from the stinginess or the miserliness or the greed of one's nafs, oneself, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, then those are the people who are the muflihun, Those are the people who acquired success. And here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows these great qualities of the Ansar of Medina Munawwara. So the one group that we had spoken about was that group of the Muhajireen. The second was the group of the Ansar. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the third group. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ. And all these ayat are linked to the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fay, that spoils of war that has been acquired without any fighting, without any battle whatsoever. And these are also the people who are recipients of it. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ. And those that have come after them, have come after the Muhajireen, after the Ansar, in other words, after the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now that will include right from the Tabi'een, right up to this Ummat and right up to the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this group. What are our responsibilities and how should we look at Sahaba? How we should look at the Muhajireen? How should we look at the Ansar? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yaquluna, they say, in other words, making dua, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا. O Allah, forgive us. That we are in need of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they do not stop there. وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِمَانِ. And forgive our brothers who have preceded us in iman. Now here, this is right from Sahaba, coming right down to the generations before us. This dua is being made for each and every generation, but the most important will be the generation, the first generation, and that is the generation that was in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Muhajireen and the Ansar, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overlook and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive whatever the slips and errors were. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. And even more important than that, is, O Allah, do not place in our hearts rancor, do not place in our hearts hatred, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for those who have brought iman. That malice in our hearts, that hatred in our hearts, and most especially for the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to create that rancor and that hatred, because we find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a time will come when the last of this ummah will abuse the first of this ummah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. They were the ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We can see how glowingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them. So in our hearts, there should be absolutely no reservation whatsoever for the ashab and the sahaba and the companions of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rabbana, innaka ra'ufur rahim. O our Rabb, certainly you are most kind and you are most compassionate. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam into three groups. The Muhajireen, they fulfill the covenant with Allah. The Ansar, they fulfill their covenant with Allah. Now we need to fulfill our responsibility and have nothing but good thoughts for the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.